Well, Claire Roberts is an education solicitor from VHS Fletcher's Solicitors in Nottingham. Hello, Claire.
Good morning
to you. What do you make of this policy that's caused such controversy at the County Council?
It's been an absolute nightmare. It never would have happened had the Council properly consulted on this back in 2014. They had only 9 responses to a consultation period, and I think that's indicative of how little they actually promoted what they were doing, because this really has affected so very many families.
Has it really?
Well, it has. In 2016, it affected so many families that they actually set up an action group, which is called Parents Against the Nottinghamshire Sibling Change. Now, they've got a big group on Facebook. There's nearly 500 members. This is from 2016. They were the first group of parents affected by this. And already this morning, I've been looking at that group since the results were published just after midnight. And already there are more than half a dozen parents at this early time in the morning that are posting on the group already that they've woken up this morning to find out that they have an older child at an original school and a new child who's going to be going to an entirely different school.
Which must be frustrating. But if you choose to send your child to an out-of-catchment school, which is what they've done in the first place, you always run the risk that something like this might happen, don't you?
Well, I guess you do, but if you sent your child to an out-of-catchment school prior to 2016, then you would have been confident that somewhere within the admissions criteria was something that allowed you to be given a preference just behind people who were in catchment. I think that those parents that have an older child that got admitted in, say, 2013, 14 or 15 were very, very shocked as of last year to discover that suddenly they had absolutely no preference whatsoever. And yet, ironically, from next year again, this will be reinstated. Indeed, even the waiting list reinstates.
Would your advice be then to parents who, as you say, have found themselves in this position this morning? They've got one child going to one school and one child going to another because of this policy.
Okay, well, my first piece of advice to the parents is to do what Linda did actually say and check where they are on the waiting list for the school of their choice. The second piece of advice is for them to go onto Facebook this morning. The site that they're looking for is called Parents Against the Nottinghamshire Sibling Change. And what they need to do is look down that site. Not only are the parents now well-versed on what all the issues are, they were the ones that campaigned and got this adjudicator's result report that overturned this decision, but also my firm has been posting lots of tips and hints on what parents can do in terms of appealing from this point on, because I would advise those parents to appeal. The 2016 parents are having a second appeal. They're being allowed a second appeal in May because of effectively the mess that the County Council created in this situation. And I would submit that the 2017 parents have got a good chance of appeal as well now.
Claire, thank you. Claire Roberts, who's an education solicitor from VHS Fletcher's Solicitors in Nottingham.